Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, sisters and brothers from every nook and cranny of the earth. Wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is just fine with you. This is IRIB English Radio and here is your favorite realm. Welcome to the cozy corner of Youth Station. A member of this station, your friend Asma, is at your service. And here, on my side, I have my dear friend and my bestie, Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum, Asma.
Waalaikum assalam. I'm very happy to meet you here, Zainab.
Same here. I am super excited to see you after a very long time.
After such a long time.
Yes. How are you?
Thank you. It's just good. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
How are you doing?
Well. Alhamdulillah.
Life is good. Summer is hot.
Yes. Summer is so hot and
super
hard.
Super hot. Where we live, it's super hot.
Yes.
Well, it's not been so long that you've been into this country, right?
Yeah, it's been some 7 years or 8 years.
So actually, it's not too long of a time.
Yeah.
So when you came here,
yeah,
you were a stranger and everything was strange for you. What was the first thing that attracted your attention? What did you like about this country the most?
Well, before I say when I came here and what I wanted to know about the first thing in Iran, I would like to tell you something that's very strange, and that's as a kid when I grew up, I was with my great grandparents for up to some 7 years or 9 years, yeah. And there we had this big picture of Imam Khomeini.
Oh, such a nice thing.
And I always used to ask my great-grandparents, who is he? I never saw him. I thought he's one of my great-great-great-grandparents.
Yes.
And like, because his picture was like, we had only one picture in our whole like home. And that was the picture of Imam Khomeini.
So it used to attract your attention.
I was curious as a child, who is he?
So
I want
to
know him.
To know more.
Yes, and like the respect the entire family used to pay, and like whenever they used to clean the house, they used to say, "Oh, Imam's picture should not be down. It should be like very, very."
Zainab,
like,
what did your grandparents tell you about that picture?
They told me like he's a man behind the Iranian Revolution. His name is Imam Khomeini. That's all I knew from them.
And of course, as a kid,
and
not
I just
know
saw the respect they doing, they praying to the like picture, and I was very, very curious from the very moment. My great grandparents are paying extreme respect to this picture. I want to know who he is. I really want to know who
he is. And then destiny brought you to Iran.
Destiny brought me to Iran. And the first thing I wanted to know was definitely about this man.
Was to dig deep in the history.
Exactly. And then I had heard about Iranian Revolution and the world is, you know, kind of impressed with this revolution. I don't know what kind of stuff the Western powers like try to portray in the media. That's a completely different story. But Iran is deeply, deeply, deeply respected throughout the Muslim community, throughout the world. I have friends from Qatar. I have friends from Saudi. I have friends from UAE.
Yes.
I have friends from
even the
every,
Western society.
Yeah, I have friends from every corner of the world who say, like, we respect Iran because of this man. So I just really wanted to know who he is.
Yes.
So the first thing what I wanted to know over here when I came here was about this man and about the revolution and how he like was able to do this.
Of course, yes. He made a drastic change in the world.
Yes.
Because before him, such a revolution was not known. Many revolutions happened throughout the history, but none of them survived this long.
Yes. So whatever the Shia family you will visit in Kashmir, you will find the picture of Imam Khomeini. It's That's so much influential nice personality he has been. So the first thing I want to know was about Imam. But unfortunately, I didn't know Farsi in the very beginning. But fortunately, I went to Khamenei.ir.
Oh, that's the story. That's the whole story we're going to open up today.
Yeah. So I just went to this site and that was... Alhamdulillah, available in more than 8 living languages of the world.
Thanks to God.
So I was like, oh my God, I know Urdu, I know English, I know Kashmiri, I know Hindi, I know all these languages, and this is available in all of
all
them.
All the languages that all the people in the world could make use of.
Like, I personally knew 2 or 3 languages, so this was available in all those languages. If I was stuck in some material, in some part of the language, I used to go through the same content in another language. So the first thing I did was I went to the site, I started reading about this great person.
And you found it useful?
Very, very useful. Because, you know, I have not seen, you want to know about some person and you will find the speeches, the lectures that are like, date back to so long when there was no concept of the internet. But going to the site, you will find out the speeches from the very dates he started lecturing. And like, if you want to go to his old lectures, the biography, every kind
everything
of stuff.
Everything that happens in Iran, everything is mentioned there. Yes, site. It's available. Yes. And for our friends who are living all around the world and they do not have access, as you said, to different tools and instruments in order to get more familiar with the history of Iran or the revolution that happened, or they do want to know more about the leader.
Yes.
We today are going to show them a bit about the website and introduce them different parts of this website.
Of course, it should be introduced because that was the thing that really helped.
Yes,
really
it
helped
would help many
know about
of the people.
Who was this man who was being respected through
finally, everyone could get to know who was this man and who is the leader right now.
Yes.
So before we get into the depth of this website, what do you say about a break?
All right.
Yes. So, dear listeners, we go for a little break, take a sip of water or a deep breath, and then we'll be back in no minute.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back to Youth Station. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today we're discussing a very interesting website, which is called Khamenei.ir. For all those who are interested to know more about the Iranian Revolution, about their leader, about the history, and they do not know from where to start, well, this site is going to help you a lot. So you told us already that it has got different languages. So at the first, when you start up this name that I mentioned, you type Khamenei.ir and then the site would come to you. Then the doors are open for you.
Yes.
You're welcome to a new world. And at the very beginning of that page, there are the different languages that are suggested to you. And then you pick your own language, which mainly is English,
is
I guess.
English, yes.
But other people from different parts of the world, if they're Turkish, if their language is Turkish, Spanish, Urdu, or different kinds of language.
It's French, it's Hindi, it's Arabic, it's Urdu, it's Persian, it's everything.
So don't worry. There's stuff for everyone. You could go through this website because already different languages are available. And then when you pick your language, you are welcomed to this website. And the stuff and the materials over there are open
for you.
Firstly,
you get into the home.
Yes, of course.
You
just like other websites.
Website.
And then on top of the page, there's a part which gives you some suggestions. As you just click on it, there are different suggestions. There is home, biography, speeches, news, videos, and Imam Khomeini.
Yes.
So this is very nice because we have a special part about Imam Khomeini.
Yes.
And of course you have checked it. And it tells a lot about his life, history, background. what happened to him, the political issues that happened after his revolution.
The personal, the political life, the social life, it talks about each and everything. And I think everyone must go through it because there's a lesson for each and every one of us in each and every phase of Imam's life. khamenei.ir, khamenei.ir, which is available in 8 living languages of the world.
There's a part about videos. What those videos tell?
So many things. I have gone through so many videos.
Yes,
I
mean,
I
yes, have they're gone very interesting. So many.
Yes. Somebody told me once, like once I started learning Persian, somebody told me like to translate this text into some other language. And that was a text by Imam Khomeini itself. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, wow.
Such a nice thing.
You have been in my life since my childhood. Like,
yes.
You know, even I like when I was a kid, I used to come back home, and if I didn't find my grandparents at home, I used to talk to this picture.
Oh.
I used to tell him, "Mom, how are you, my day was like
so
this.
So you have such a long
but why
history
don't you talk to me? I want to know about you. I want to talk to you. I wish you'd talk to me one day." And alhamdulillah, destiny had planned all that for me.
Everything according to your benefit.
Yes, I never knew like I will ever get known about this person, but I was so much curious. So much respect.
Yes.
So much respect. And not in just my family, in each and every family. At least you'll find his picture in each and every Shia family. At least you'll find a deep respect in each and every Sunni family. For when this name comes, there's a great respect. Mm-hmm. Very, very great respect. So this thing made,
I guess that's a very much natural, you know, because of,
yes,
in, all around the world.
It's not just there.
Yes,
I think
yes.
It's everywhere, in
for
every corner
every
of the world.
Every single free being in the world,
yes,
this happens. They would love to be curious about the great leaders in the history.
And still, there are so many people in our countries who want to know about Imam. So for those people, this, I think these sites are the better ones, the Khamenei.ir, the Leader.ir.
And Zainab, here's a question. Since you have been in that situation already, in that society, now you know more that even with the growth of technology or the availability of all of these websites and technical tools, still, there are people who do not know how to get the material to get more familiar with these people, right?
I tell you what. When I came here and I started getting familiar with the things, my uncle, my maternal uncle, called me and told me, "How are the things there?" I said, "Everything is fantastic. This is a great country. I only understand Azan because that's common in all the languages. I don't understand Persian and other stuff." And he was like, "I want to send a gift for the supreme leader. Can I?" I said, "Did you ever heard him?" He said, "No." I said, "You can hear him in your own language. You can listen what he says from this website.
So it's a link to the leader.
So like, we have that great respect and great love without knowing the Imam.
Exactly,
without knowing the leader. And now when you know about them through the website, you have that very, very great respect. Like we say, you go for a pilgrimage without knowing the Imam. That's one kind of ziyarat, one kind of pilgrimage. But when you know, when you have marifa towards
it's
Imam,
it's kind of a deeper sort of a pilgrimage.
Yeah, so once we go through these websites, I mean, there is leader.ir, there's khamenei.ir, even there's our official website of
radio, parstoday.com.
These are all websites that provide,
in which they could listen to all the speeches in English.
Yes,
if they're interested in listening, they would learn a lot more about the revolution and the school of thought related to the leaders. Thank you for visiting Pars Today. This was Youth Station. And from my side, Zainab, and the entire cast of Youth Station, I bid you farewell until next episode. Thank you for listening.
Wassalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.